There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're going to look this morning at what it takes to be an entrepreneur and whether or not it can be taught. We are joined by an old friend of the show, Professor Christopher Abraham, CEO and head of the Dubai campus, as well as Senior Vice President of Institutional Development at the S.B. Jane School of Global Management. It's lovely to see you again. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Let's look at entrepreneurship first from an academic perspective, because it's part of your job. You are surrounded by research. What does research tell us about what makes a successful entrepreneur?
Well, that's a billion-dollar question, because there's no single answer for what makes a successful entrepreneur. You have people who haven't gone to school, who have made billions and millions, and you have people who primarily go to the conventional business school education and then look at entrepreneurial ventures. So I think there isn't any magic formula. What you need to do is probably have a vision, passion, look for those ideas. But what I'd like to emphasize is that the current environment is extremely exciting because of the enormous opportunities available.
Do you mean locally or internationally? We have just spoken to someone about the latest accelerator here in the UAE, Alex Collins, the managing director of the MBRIF Accelerator, and they're popping up like daisies all over the place here at the moment.
And I think the reason is, one, because of the technological disruptions taking place and the opportunities that are abundant available for everybody. I mean, think about a seven-year-old called Ryan, who made $22 million last year from YouTube just reviewing toys. So today, entrepreneurship is more of a mindset than a qualification or an age, because anybody could make money if you have the right focus in terms of what you want to do. And I think that's where the world is leading. A month back, we had a 13-year-old student from Dubai who became the CEO of his own company. Obviously, he can't be registered officially. But I think that's where the world is moving, that there is a new trend. And we are seeing it as a top business school, that many of our students, rather than go for jobs, are now looking at job creations, which I think is a great shift in the mindsets of youngsters.
How is entrepreneurship itself changing, though, with this latest industrial revolution, the knowledge revolution?
Yes. Great question, because one, technology is available to everybody. Today you go online, there are hundreds and thousands of facilities and technological opportunities available for everybody, almost free of cost. The second advantage is the massive online open courseware revolution, MOOCs. And if I want to learn something about any particular subject under the sun, I could do that pretty much free of cost. So I think the advantage is the availability of technology, educational resources, and opportunities online. For example, a few years back, we had the crowdsourcing and crowdfunding, which has again created a revolution of sorts. And I think moving forward, anybody could pretty much become an entrepreneur.
You talk about some of the things that your students have to learn when you're teaching entrepreneurship. I'll pick out a couple of them that you've mentioned. Design thinking, for example. What is design thinking? Why is it useful and how do you teach it?
Well, design thinking is different from conventional innovation approaches because primarily it focuses on human-centered problem solving. The moment we say human-centered, it starts with identifying genuine challenges that human beings have. Sit with them, talk with them, observe, and then find out solutions based on an iterative process of prototyping and then coming back with a final version. And that helps. And today there's a revolution happening across the world that pretty much every solution, every problem around the world has a beautiful solution that can be thought through by design thinking. I'll give you one example, the water problem in Africa, in many parts of Africa. So there's a $2 solution called the Life Straw. And the Life Straw is primarily a distilling and a filtration equipment, which costs less than $2. And you can pretty much drink any kind of contaminated water directly from the source, because it takes off the particles of 99.9%. And there you go. You have an entrepreneurial opportunity and you also have a social impact.
I'm surprised to hear you speak positively about the MOOCs, though, these massive open online courses. Are they not competition for traditional institutions such as yourself? Is there not a worry that we'll stop going to business school and start just doing it all online at home?
No, I think it's complementary. And the reason being, from the brick and mortars to online, I think they complement each other because there's lots of resources available online through MOOCs. And there is what we do inside a classroom, which is based on simulations, based on gamification, based on interactive dashboards, a whole range of things that can be done through face-to-face learning. So it's more complementary rather than competitive.
What about entrepreneurship, though, and formal education? A lot of the guys that have made it big that we hear the headlines about this morning are university dropouts, from Steve Jobs to Mark Zuckerberg. Can entrepreneurship and can that kind of dynamic thinking and making be taught, or do people just need to get out there and do it?
I think it's both. As I started this discussion, you have people who have formal degrees and who are extremely successful entrepreneurs. And you do have amazing college dropouts who do astonishing work in terms of entrepreneurial success. So I think it's a blend of both. And if you can have the right mindset, again, I go back to mindsets, because a mindset is something which is research-based, where you have a growth mindset, where you look at the world full of opportunities rather than problems. And when every problem can be looked at as an opportunity, we enter into a world of abundance, according to Singularity University and Peter Diamandis.
Can't let you go with Peter Diamandis, one of the most fascinating people we've ever had on the Business Breakfast, but that's a different story. I can't let you go without asking about what an incredible weekend we have here in the UAE for Indians like yourself. We have a massive football match tonight, 8 o'clock this evening. UAE take on India in the Asian Cup. I can't wait for that one. I've genuinely got hairs on the back of my neck standing up thinking about that.
That's
one.
Right.
And then tomorrow night at another football stadium, the cricket stadium in Dubai, Rahul Gandhi, the prime ministerial candidate, is going to be talking, part of the Nehru Gandhi dynasty. I know you're going to go and meet Rahul Gandhi, so let's start with that. Why is this significant, and why is the Indian business community in particular so keen to meet him?
There's a very interesting shift that's happening in the political arena in India. Now, for the last 4+ years, Narendra Modi has been doing a fairly good job. But I think people are always looking for change, looking for something better. And they're also looking at promises that need to be fulfilled. So in this person, Rahul Gandhi, probably they see a future. One, because of his youthfulness. Two, because of his interesting ideas. And probably because of the lessons that his party must have learned in the last few decades of their ruling. So we expect some very interesting changes likely to happen, because 2019 is election year.
Far more importantly, prediction for this evening's football match. UAE versus India. Who's going to win?
I mean, I wish and pray that India wins, but UAE wins also, it's fine with me, because 23 years I've lived here.
There's a win-win situation for
it's
a lot
win-win.
Of us. That's even longer than me and Brandy. We were about 20 years each. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Professor Christopher Abraham, CEO and head of the Dubai campus, as well as the Senior Vice President of the Institutional Development at the S.P. Jain School of Global Management. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.